Today's reading is from John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:16-17.
All right, what an awesome passage we're going to look at this morning. If you're new to church, it's awesome that you're here. Great to have you here and also on Zoom as well. Welcome you to church and let's pray as we come to this part of God's Word. Lord, thank you for your great love for us. And I just pray, Lord, that you'd help me to be faithful in reflecting your heart to this world, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you jump on Google and you type in the words, the Oscars, the next word you'll see at top of the list is slap. The Oscars slap. And you all probably know what the Oscars slap is about. If you watched the news, you would have, or watched the Oscars, you would have seen this scene where Will Smith walked up to the stage, up the steps, up to the host, who was Chris Rock, and he just wound up and just slapped him across the face. And what was that about? Well, what happened was Chris Rock made a joke about Will Smith's wife, and so he thought, I'll be a man, and walked up and slapped Chris Rock across the face. And it was a very shocking moment on TV in front of the crowd, in front of millions and millions of people watching all around the world. Now, I don't know if you agree whether he did the right thing or not. I thought he did the wrong thing, and I thought he crossed the line. Anyway, he that night won the Best Actor Award, and in his acceptance speech, it's pretty crazy, like, you know, almost the whole audience stood up and gave him a clap. And I thought, what's going on here? Like, should we clap this guy even, like, after what he just did? It's almost like it didn't matter. But in his acceptance speech, he said these words, love will make you do crazy things. And I thought, that's pretty cringe, you know, what you just did. Like, anyway, that's for me. Like, if someone offended me because they made fun of my wife, I would do something about it, but I wouldn't be doing that in front of, like, millions of people, right? So love will make you do crazy things, and that was his justification, better or worse, for why, you know, he slapped Chris Rock across the face. But love does make us sometimes do crazy things. If you're new to church, we're in our Advent series heading into Christmas, and we're doing themes of Christmas, and that's what those postcards on your seat are all about. We encourage you, use that, give it to a friend, give it to someone, invite them to come to church. Come on Christmas Day to hear the gospel as we go through this month heading into Christmas. But today we're looking, last week we looked at hope, today we're looking at love. And as Christmas draws near, I want us to know and be reminded of God's love at Christmas. When God sent his Son into the world, and love was what motivated God to give his one and only Son. And in this short Bible passage that was just read to us, John 3:16, probably the most well-known verse throughout the world. Even people who don't go to church know this verse. And it speaks of God's crazy love for us at Christmas time. Love makes us do crazy things, and God did something pretty crazy for us. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And I reckon if I pointed to someone, they probably could recite it to me. Justin Lee. Oh, no, but you fail. But you got it, you got it. I'll give you another chance. Go. All right, Ripper verse, everyone, memorize that. Come on. You know, really, you know, this is really a super quick summary of what we believe as Christians. And it's really, you know, if I could summarize it even more, it's these two words. God gave. Go away with that today. God gave. That is the gospel. God gave. If anyone asks you what Christmas is all about, remember those two words. What did God give? Who did he give? Why did he give? And who did he give to? God gave. So what or who did God give? Well, John 3:16 is very clear, isn't it? It says that God gave his one and only son. That's who he gave. He gave his one and only son. At Christmas, we celebrate the gift of God's son. When you see, when you go to the shopping center and you see those little nativity scenes, sometimes they're tucked away in a corner. It's getting further and further away in the hidden place these days. And you think Christmas is about Santa. But you might find a nativity scene somewhere. And it's not just about this cute baby in a manger, but that baby is God's son. He is the son of God. And God gave his only, one and only son at Christmas time. Now, I don't know what gifts you're going to be giving people this Christmas, but God gives you his son. Now, why did God give his son? Well, we're told in this verse, we're told that it's because of love. Love is the reason. God so loved the world, he gave. It's because of love that he gave his one and only son. And this love is a crazy love. It's an incredible love. It's a personal, intense, deep, sacrificial love. Now, why is this giving of the Son, of God's Son, an act of love? We give things, we give out of love. But why is this such a crazy act of love? Well, it's because of why God gave this Son. Out of love, for what reason, for what purpose? He gave his Son to die on a cross to save us. He came to do this very crazy thing, to be sacrificed, to be slain, to be pierced, and to endure great suffering for our sake, to save us from our sins, to save us, so that we human beings, in our sin, in our brokenness, in our lostness, can know God, can come in a relationship with God. And verse 16 says, we are perishing. And verse 17 says that God sent his son into the world to save the world through him. Now, we really need to understand what this is all about. Oh, we're going to totally miss what Christmas is, what the meaning of Christmas is. We are perishing. Understand this. We are perishing. We're all perishing. We are perishing because of our sin. This world is perishing. Our friends and our family are perishing. And if you don't know Jesus, you are perishing. We have to understand this. We are perishing because of our sin. We're under God's judgment because of our sin. We're condemned because of our sin. And we are perishing into hell. That's the extent of our perishing. Hell is where we are separated from God and we're in fiery torment and it's forever. It's eternal. It's unending. So feel the weight of that. When you think about Christmas, there are people perishing to that extent because they don't know Jesus. And it's one of the great convictions of all Christians that we believe that people are going to hell. They need to know Jesus. And I urge you to reflect on that as you're living your life in this world. It's because of God's great love that he sent his son into the world to save us from our sins. It's a crazy act of love that God would sacrifice his son on the cross to die in our place, to take the punishment that we deserve. Jesus stood in our place and endured great punishment, great judgment, so that we can be forgiven, so that we might no longer be condemned. I think it's fair to say that the greater the gift, the greater the love. You know, if Elon Musk gave me a $50 ring, I think, oh, nice. But what's $50 to you, Elon Musk? You know, you're this billionaire. Like, you know, that's nothing to you. You could throw it away and you'd still be like richer the instant I picked it up, right? That's how rich he is, right? But at Christmas, we have the most precious gift that this world can ever have. And that is the gift of God's very own Son. And that is the extent of God's love. That's why God gave. Out of love, God gave his Son. Now, who did he give his Son to? Well, we're told, John 3:16, that God's Christmas gift is to the world. This gift of salvation through his Son is for the world. It says, for God so loved the world. He sent his only Son, not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God sent Jesus. He gave to the world. And friends, that's you and that's me, because all of us are in this world. And God's gift, God's love, is for you, it's for me, it's for your family, it's for your friends, it's for your neighbors, it's for everyone. And it's a love that involves pain and suffering and sacrifice and death. You know, there's a true story of a father, his son, and a friend of his son's, and they went sailing out at sea one day. And it seemed to be going well, but all of a sudden there's a freak storm that came very quickly upon them. And the waves became rougher and rougher and rougher. And all of a sudden the boat capsized and the waves are just crashing upon them, and all three of them were thrown overboard. And when the father finally got his head above the water, he saw his son and his friend like drowning in the rough waters. And he frantically like thought, what do I do? There was a line that's attached to the boat. He grabbed the line, and in that split second he thought, I only have time to save one of them. Who will I save? And in that split second, he shouted out to his son, my son, I love you. Then he tossed that rope to his son's friend. And he saved not his son, but his son's friend. Now, when I think about that story, I get moved by it, because I remember when I held my son for the first time, I thought I would easily die for my son now. Like, just the love that just came out of me. I would so easily die for my son, and yet the love here is a crazy love, that he would save the son's friend. Now, years later, that boy asked his friend's father, like, why did you save me instead of your own son? And the father said, because my son is good. He's saved. He knows Jesus. He's with Jesus now. But you didn't know Jesus. And that's why I saved you. So think about what God has done for you in his great love. Friends, this is God's crazy love for you. He sacrificed his own son for you. He loved you. He wants to save you. So how should we respond? How should you respond to this crazy love of God? Well, this is another crazy thing. You actually don't need to do very much. You don't need to earn God's love. He's already loved you. He's saying, here's my love. You can't earn it. He's already given it, this incredible, crazy love. All you have to do is accept it and say, thank you. I accept. I receive this love. And like every other gift that you receive this Christmas, all you have to do is say thank you and open it and enjoy it. Right? And that's what God's saying to all of us at Christmas time. Take this gift of mine. Open it. Embrace it. Accept it. Don't take it for granted. Don't reject it. But here it is. Now I want you to reflect. Reflect on how you are receiving this gift. Have you accepted Jesus in your life? Have you accepted his love? How are you responding to God's love in your life? John 3:16 says, whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. That's how we receive. By putting our trust in Jesus. You don't earn it. You don't work for it. You put your trust in the gift that's been given to you by believing in his son, that his death on the cross for your sins is good enough to save you and make you right and allow you to enter into this good and right relationship with God. So how should we respond? It's by putting our trust in Jesus and saying, thank you. Thank you for this gift that I didn't deserve. So as we head into Christmas, remember those two words. God gave. Now, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then I really want to give you an opportunity today, this morning, to turn away from your sin and to lean upon Jesus, to put your trust in Jesus. Take this opportunity today, this morning, to say thank you for this incredible, crazy love, which is God's Son, Jesus Christ. So if you want to do that, then I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray a really simple prayer that maybe you've done it before, but when you did it last time, you weren't too sure what it really meant. But today, this morning, it really means something to you. And I urge you, pray this prayer with me. Let me pray. Thank you, God, for your love, for your crazy, crazy love, that you would send your son, Jesus, to die for my sins so that I can be forgiven, so that I can know you, God, and enjoy a relationship with God. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and you want to know what the next step is, you want to know how to deepen your relationship with God, then I'd love to chat with you. Come talk with me. I'd love to step you in the right direction, help you get started in your walk with God, or deep, even if you've been a Christian, come to church for a while, you want to renew your faith in Jesus, come chat with any of the pastors. I'd love to pray with you and help you along. But maybe you didn't choose to say that prayer this morning. You've been coming to church for a while, maybe for the first time, and you decided, I still have things to work out, I want to say that's all right. And I want to encourage you, keep coming to church, keep exploring, keep asking your questions and finding out, you know, is Jesus for real? Does he really love me? And, you know, we hold a short course 3 or 4 times a year called Investing in Christianity. And the next time we're going to run that is the 15th of January, so soon in the new year. We're going to run that. It's a 3-week course, so not a long commitment. Come to church 15th of January. It normally takes place, you know, over lunch here in church. You can get a free lunch if you want. So come along if you want to find out more. I'm going to hand over to the band. Thanks.